This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Rachel Martin. In this year's GOP primary fight, you can track the rise and fall of candidates in the polls by watching how their super PACs behave. Now, as the race starts to get tighter between former Governor Mitt Romney and former Senator Rick Santorum, their super PACs are ramping up with aggressive ad campaigns in Michigan. That state, along with Arizona, holds its presidential primary a week from Tuesday. NPR's Brian Naylor reports.
The rise of former Pennsylvania Senator Rick Santorum has not exactly gone unnoticed by Mitt Romney or his friends. Turn on a TV in Michigan this weekend, and chances are you won't have to wait very long to see an ad like this one.
America is drowning in national debt, yet Rick Santorum supported billions in earmarks.
I have had a lot of earmarks. In fact, I'm very proud of all the earmarks I put in bills.
That ad is a product of Romney's campaign. Meanwhile, the super PAC that backs Romney, Restore Our Future, is behind this ad.
Who has the right experience? Mitt Romney helped create thousands of jobs.
Rick Santorum is called the ultimate Washington insider.
Romney rescued the Olympics.
Santorum was in Washington, voting to raise the debt limit 5 times.
Romney vetoed 800 times and turned a deficit into a surplus without raising taxes.
It's no coincidence that both the Romney and the Restore Our Future ads go after Santorum for his fiscal views. Unlike Newt Gingrich, Santorum has no real personal baggage, but after 16 years in the Senate and Congress, he does have a lengthy voting record. Paul Friedman, a political science professor at the University of Virginia, says it gives Romney plenty of ammunition, especially on economic issues, which he's been using in his ads.
We see images of budget deficits, deficit clocks. We see counters counting off the number of bills that, according to the Club for Growth, Rick Santorum supported that included increases in spending. And so we see this concerted effort by Romney through his ads to make the case that Santorum's not the real conservative when it comes to fiscal issues.
Santorum and his backers have been fighting back. The super PAC that supports him, the Red, White, and Blue Fund, has reportedly purchased some $650,000 worth of airtime in Michigan to augment the $400,000 the Santorum campaign has spent in the state. While that's far less than Romney and his super PAC are spending in Michigan, it allows Santorum's backers to run ads like these.
Obama's reckless agenda must be stopped, and there's only one principled candidate with the courage to do it. Rick Santorum, father, husband, a champion for life, the leader with a bold plan to restore America's greatness.
Another ad on the air in Michigan features lots of pictures of Santorum with his family. While that's almost a campaign cliche, Friedman says it serves Santorum well.
He's telling people that he is a family man, that he has family values, and he's making connections to the people of Michigan on the basis of these values and on the basis of his connection to his family.
Of course, Romney is also a family man trying to connect with Michigan's primary voters. We'll find out February 28th who does the better job. Brian Naylor, NPR News, Washington.